Hi, Jamie McGuire, aka Smiley, and you're listening to the What Is Fromcast on the Podcastica Network. The bell is ringing. Time to go home before it gets dark.
Podcastica. Welcome to the show, folks, and we have a special guest. I know the fans have been dying to hear your voice, and we got a little bit of a taste of it earlier. The man of the hour, Smiley himself. Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time, and how the heck are you?
Hey, Alex. Lizzie, great to meet you both.
We're doing great. We're all pumped up. I know Lizzie has a ton of questions. Go for it, Lizzie.
Okay. All right. So, Jamie, we are beyond tickled. I think you are one of our biggest gets. We are so excited. I'm a background person, too. I do background work here in Atlanta. Sometimes I never expect to be elevated to a speaking role. And I really thought, I was surprised to find out that all the monsters are background for the most part. Can you tell us about that entire experience? Not entire, but you know.
No, initially when I started, I applied for background and I really think, like, I was thrilled just to be a part of the show.
Yeah.
Ever since, you know, it first came up, I was just thrilled to be there, do everything. And I just loved the entire experience, the people, cast, crew, setting, the scenery, right? It was just an overall amazing experience. And then, of spring of last year, I found out, oh, okay, From's soon going to be released, or it's, or there's From Facebook groups. I was like, okay, cool. I was on the show, right? I'm going to follow, see how it turns out.
Yeah.
And I looked through a few groups, see a few members. So I'm like, oh, it's like, wait, why am I on the thing? And then all of a sudden I just see this stuff or whatever. And I'm like, okay, then it's like, okay, why am I seeing myself here? Right. And like, I'm being compared to this, that, and the other thing. And well, according to the pictures, and
yeah,
I have no idea what's going on. And then next thing I know, I'm being asked for an interview last year, and I'm receiving praise for all kinds of people. And to all who are listening, I just want to say, keep watching the show. It's an honor to be on this podcast. It's an honor to be a part of From, and I'm glad you're all enjoying the show. And I really want to thank the viewers, cast, crew, everyone for helping me where I am today.
I have to just say this. You scare the crap out of me every time you're on the friggin' show. And that...
No, go ahead.
That, God, I don't want you to have me for dinner.
That scene...
No, that's all right. I had a big lunch.
I have to tell you, that scene where you're looking down and we put it in our intro, that had to be one of the most terrifying scenes I've ever seen. Because you, the monsters or the creatures, they walk so slow and so deliberate. And it just, and then with the new trailer, holy cow, what the heck is going on? But I'm loving the fact that, you know, they're embracing the monsters the way they are, the creatures. I don't know what we're supposed to call them yet because nobody's really said, but, you know, whatever you guys are, they've embraced you and they've embraced a bunch of the other creatures, and it's just amazing. So, you know, how did you get to this point in terms of your career? I mean, I know you've probably done a lot of background work, but what did you do before this?
No, I did my fair share of background here and there, and appeared on a few things before, a couple of a TV episode or two, short movies, what have you, then and of course with From, and since last year and the year before, I'd like to think my career started, you know, moving a bit forward. And right now with everything going on, it's like right now this is one of the most exciting things to ever happen to me.
I bet it is.
I'm surprised. Yeah. I'm surprised my face isn't the same color as my hair right now. Like I'm surprised, like like that my face is not just like a big tomato right now, right? So, I'm that thrilled, and I just can't believe it. I'm so excited and grateful that I'm being interviewed, and I'm honored that you guys would have me on your podcast.
Yeah. I want to know, like, how was this selection made for you and the others, especially you, since we're interviewing you and you are so iconic? Like, you come up in, I think, every single podcast we do.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about you. Yeah. Yeah. But how was that selection made, and what was the process? Is that your real smile? Like, is there a prosthetic involved or anything?
it kind of is. So I'm not really sure how they picked which creatures for which exactly. All I know is the directions we were given as creatures. It's just, one night it was walk slow, or just like look or be as creepy as you can, basically. And then, of course, I'm just like, oh, what the heck? I'll smile, maybe a bit of a glare. What the heck, right? I'll try and scare a few people, right? Or because, you know, you don't really growl or roar. You just move towards them slow, smile. And then when I saw everything, and of course, that big thing, and which is so funny because a few people looks like, whoa, okay, that's got to be CGI. Or it's like, I love it. It's like, please don't haunt my nightmares or whatever. Yeah. Right? Or just, no, but I like really the small, really people who have seen it. She's like, no way, that's got to be CGI. It's like, no, it's for the most part, it's basically me. So, but I can thank all the crew, like hair, makeup, and wardrobe for the rest. But the smile is mostly just me. I mean, if I scared anyone, sorry in advance.
We've talked to both the Liz's, Saunders and Moy, and you know, for the big scene when you guys attacked the colony house, you know, she was there, and I asked her about you, and she's like, I don't really know him, but he just smiles, and they kind of stated themselves.
Yeah.
Now it's like you are a focal point, and who knows, you could be the leader of the monsters, who know, or the creatures. We have no idea. But that being said, when we looked at the trailer, and by the way, I do have this just in case you decide you want to start chomping on some things, my talisman.
I know. I'm protected, too.
Just in case, you know, I know we're like miles away, but you never know.
No worries. Yeah. I don't think I can come through the camera. Like, I know modern technology has improved a lot over the years, but I don't think I can reach in, or it almost being like a 3D experience if I'm like on a screen or something. It's like, oh geez,
no, I totally get it.
Yeah,
but I don't think I can come through a phone or camera and just be like, here's smiley. Or just like,
the smile.
Sorry, I had to throw that in.
I have this burning question though. All right, so in like, you made the trailer, which is amazing, and you proposition I'll sort of proposition the older couple. Now, does older meat taste better than younger meat?
Well,
or does it matter?
I don't. Well, it is, I mean, fresh, but I don't like it too rare.
Yeah.
I like it lean, but I don't like it too rare. So,
but what about that aging process?
Well, I gotta say, I do like fresh meat, but if it's a couple of days after, not so bad. But again, they seem to keep themselves in shape, so well, they look pretty tasty. It's pretty hard to resist. So,
oh my gosh, yeah.
One of the questions that somebody pointed out, because we had asked viewers in our Facebook group, a couple of Facebook groups, you know, and you're a dead ringer for a young Joker. are you a comic book person, or what are some of the stuff that, you know, that you grew up with that kind of formed the way you act and what you do?
Well, really, ever since I was a kid, it was basically all sorts of movies, be they cartoons, comedies, dramas, just all bunch of different movies. And you see certain actors the way they are, be they scary, funny, in a few cases, a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was just amazing to watch all these different actors portraying all these different characters. And when I was a kid, I'm just like, that would be cool if I could be part of that one day, or if I could, right. I watch the Oscars every year. I loved going to the movies. I like seeing all the new and old and classics as well. I just love the whole industry and experience. For me, it's, you know, what they say, work, do what you love. You never work a day in your life. And I'm actually thrilled when I can work more. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm more thrilled.
So what did you think of the Oscars last night?
Oh, honestly, I did. I loved it. I can't think of a bad thing to say about anything about the industry, in all honesty. So
did you watch last night?
I did.
Yeah. Who was your favorite win?
Oh, that's tough. I believe everyone that won deserved it. They earned it, yeah. And then some. And as for all the other nominees, they deserve to be there too. So
it's just, like you said, it's a great night for movies.
Yeah, it is. I just want to go for the sake of going. That would be fun.
Right? I mean, it's like an honor to be nominated. It's an honor just to be there. It'd be an honor just, like, even if you don't present, it's an honor just to sit there and just, I mean, I'd be in awe of everything.
So Jamie, do you actually watch the shows that you're on when they air? I know that sounds kind of a silly question, because I know some actors, they like to watch it. Some actors, they don't. Once it's done, it's done. In the stuff that you've done, do you actually watch it, or do you just kind of, once it's done, it's done?
No, I always love being a part of it, and it always is cool to see, you know, what you are a part of in the show, and how it, and sort of like the, see how it all turned out in the end.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say it's like, you know, once it's done, because really you can just look at it and like all this came together, and the fact that, you know, you got to be a part of it.
Yeah.
It makes it even more cool that, you know, not, it's like, cause not only do you like it, but it's like you almost got to both see and live it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, I've been fortunate in a couple of like background opportunities where I was featured. I mean, I just go, I'm like, I don't care if I get called to set or not, you know, they pay you the same. So I've been fortunate in being featured a couple of times, and there's just something about you seeing yourself as part of the project and something that's bigger than yourself. You know, like one of the movies I did, Tag, was on this weekend, and I'm in the hospital scene when they're chasing each other around, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't even have that shirt anymore. I don't know, even know where it is, but I probably stained it. But yeah, I don't know. I just get a kick out of it. And I know that other actors purposely don't watch themselves, but I'm not delivering lines, so I don't care. You know, I just want to see if my hair looked okay, or if, you know, how goofy I look, or even if I just made it. But, you know, despite not caring if I get called to set or not, I just always want to see that. So just seeing, what was your reaction when you saw yourself look, you know, the scene where you're looking over the banister, what was your reaction to that?
To be honest, I don't scare too easy. I just looked, and it was more the first reaction was, oh, hey, I remember that day.
Yeah. Right?
So, well, because it was so exciting to do the scene itself, but then actually see it on TV.
Yeah.
It's like, oh wow, right? And
no, I totally understand where you're coming from. It's a little surreal, and it's like, wow. Now, have the and I'm not asking for spoilers, but have they given you any backstory to the creatures at all? That I'm not necessarily that you can tell us, but do you, in this season, are we getting some more backstory or some kind of figuring out some kind of answers? Because when you look at the trailer, yes, we have you in the bus, but then we have some new creatures that we've come to find out, and we have these new people. So we got a lot of moving parts here. Did the writers at least give you some kind of background?
Not that I can say at this point. And I say whatever I say, what comes out season two, I think will be just a fun surprise and treat for everybody, cast, crew, and all viewers.
Yeah.
Did you know that you were going to speak? When did you find out that you did have speaking a speaking part?
I heard that I was upgraded to actor role shortly before From started filming again. And to all those listening, I really think it's cast, crew, and viewers that I have to thank for that. And of course, my agent and all the supporters, family, friends. I just want to thank everybody. If I'm leaving anyone out, I'm sorry. But it was.
I think you just did your first Emmy speech.
I'm not prepping for an Oscar speech. I just want to make sure I just don't want to seem ungrateful.
No. I'm just saying, like, you've just done your first Emmy speech, so you're good to go. Like, yeah, you're a shoo-in for an Emmy now.
When I first learned I was actually going to have a speaking part was the day I was actually given a script. So that's when I literally found out, like.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not, because I didn't know I was going to talk or have anything until I actually got the script. I'm like, wow, okay, cool.
Like, Stephen McCauley wants to know if this is your first speaking role.
No, I've had a few in the past. I'd say it's been my scariest speaking role, for sure. And it's definitely the one that freaks out a lot of people.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Because it's funny with the transition, like, because offset, it's like everything's so chill, relaxed, and just everything's easy and going. Like, everyone, cast and crew, are just fantastic to be around, chat with, and just, you know, shoot the breeze. Then as soon as I'm on set, I end up freaking out anybody, almost to a point where she's like, okay, don't make eye contact with so-and-so because you know that you'll freak them out too much. So, and sure.
So you have to eat lunch alone?
No, not really. Well, not so much leave alone. It's just like, once everything's taken care of, you're done for the day, like you're wrapped for the day. It's like, okay, good. You don't freak out too many people and just wish them well and everything. So, and even when season one came and I like family and friends started watching it, it's like, okay, I'll watch it because you're in it, but I'm going to do it with in the daytime, broad daylight. I'm making sure all the lights are turned on in the house.
Oh,
someone I
gosh.
Know actually told me that while they watched it.
That's great. That is great.
Yeah.
You had talked about before we got on about, you know, the release date. And I know this has always been like a sticking point with all the people we've interviewed because it's such a great show and it got kind of hidden in Epic. Now MGM Plus has it. And I know the release date in America, in the US, is going to be April 23rd. Is there any word on if it's going to be the same release date in Canada or you're just not sure?
I really don't
know. And that's fine. I just wanted to kind of throw that out there because it just seems like you guys are working your butts off to make a great show every week. And for the next nine or once April 23rd comes, the next 9 weeks, we're going to be here just like soaking it all up. And it's just been a slow and steady, you know, train, so to speak. I think I can. And it's just so funny because somebody in our group was like, oh, I just found this show called From. And it's like, we podcast about it. And it was in our group. I'm like, really? It's like, where you been?
Where you been?
And I think that there's a lot of Lost fans out there. And from what I've heard, it's a lot like Lost. And you know, it's just kind of a shame. But now, what type of interaction do you have with like the main cast, or do you, other than just scaring the crap out of them?
Well, a lot of it is scaring the living daylights out of them at times, but I actually have managed to meet not everyone, but a few people, and it was just an honor and a thrill to be in their presence and actually speak with them. And they're, when I'm not scaring them, they're really nice to talk to and just,
yeah,
you know, mingle with and, you know, work and work with, on, especially on such a great project.
Yeah. Let's see. We have a question from Tasha Nash. How many takes do you go through trying to keep the smile?
Oh, the smile's kept every single take. Maybe a few times when it says cut, it just like, oh, and maybe just a few take, like once they say cut, I'll take a breath or two. And as soon as, you know, get the moment before, you know, get the smile on and here we are. So.
Yeah.
So basically, so however many takes they need, no problem. So.
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm surprised you haven't been tapped for a toothpaste commercial yet, you know, given your smile. Several people in the chat group, the chat group are asking the same thing, but this is the best phrasing of it. My mom always told me if I made a face for too long, it would stay like that. How do you go through everyday life with that smile? Your cheeks have to hurt.
No, it's all right. Well, it depends on how long I hold it, but it's never a problem. So cheeks don't hurt so much. I mean, I'm blushing. Well, maybe I can feel the heat because my cheeks are blushing a little bit. But
yeah,
other than that, it's just me. So just it's like an everyday thing.
So Mustafa Yassine asks, what do you think of the creatures you're playing? What do you think of them? I mean, do you guys freak each other out?
No, we don't. I wouldn't say we freak each other out. It's just, oh, hey, how are you, buddy? And it's just, hey, so-and-so, great to see you again. Yeah. So yeah. I wouldn't say we freak each other out. as for the...
Who's your favorite creature?
Oh, my favorites. Not really sure because they all bring their own. I wouldn't say I don't really have a favorite as such. I mean, every creature is unique. So,
yeah.
So let's talk about something more important. If you were in the world as a non-creature, would you be more of a town person or a colony person? Where do you think you try to fit in the from world as a non-creature? Yeah, because the question that everybody wants to know. Are you a town? Are you a colony in real life?
Yeah, if you were stranded there, which one would you pick?
Not really sure. They both have their pros. So, although I got to say, Donna is pretty intimidating. So not 100% sure. 100% sure. Donna is pretty intimidating, but I know, having watched the show, that she'd scare you, but at the same time, you know, she's someone who'd have your back. So not saying that Boyd wouldn't.
No,
do
I
well.
Mean, yeah, and, they both have their strengths.
So for sure, I would say possibly. Well, keep my talisman handy wherever I am, but I would say possibly colony, because even though it's more, you know, almost a by our own rules sort of thing, you know, Donna's there, you know, she's got your back. And of course, you got Ellis, Boyd's son. You know he and Fatima are going to help you no matter what. So, you know, they'd come through for you in a heartbeat, as well as Boyd would. And plus, in the colony house, you're safe.
Well, until somebody decides to stop by.
Well, we're safe.
And bring his friends.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, until they stop by. At which point, just keep the talisman handy and just make sure, you know, you're in a... Just make sure you're there, and you can always leave Colony House should Smiley reinvade the Colony House. It's no spoiler. It's just like should any other surprises come up, you got the entire town to run. Just keep your talisman handy. You know, it'll keep them back. but I would have to say it's close, but possibly Colony.
Yeah.
You know,
where would you go, Alex?
I would, if I was single, it'd be Colony all the way. But if I have a family, which I do, I have a daughter and whatever, the town is just more.
What are you saying?
Your life is over, so I'm saying it's just got more structure. That's all. I mean, you know, I don't need my daughter seeing people having sex in the living room. You know, I'm old fashioned that way. But at the same time, you know, they're both, like you said, Jamie, they're both great choices. And I think that, you know, it's just a matter of keeping people safe.
Tugas, have you created a backstory for yourself?
I can't say I have at this point. I'm just
like, where you've like, who were you before you were a monster?
I haven't really created a backstory for myself.
Okay.
So that's sort of a difficult question to answer.
No, it comes down to this. You're just doing
right.
your job.
No,
you're just told
curious.
To scare the crap out of people and you do it well.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have our roles. So don't think like that. So I have the tough questions for you now. I mean, I know this whole acting thing is important and I realize that. I'm assuming you're a hockey fan. And who's your team?
I am. I am a hockey fan, but it's hard to say. I've had family members who are huge Habs fans, Montreal Canadiens fans, and some of my closest friends are Toronto Maple Leafs fans. So it's like, I'm just going to see what happens when the Stanley Cup playoffs start, and I'll see and root for certain teams here and there. Keep my favorites to myself, and then when it comes to like the last two teams, I'll just hope that this team wins. So like, I'll say as the time gets closer, because it's just like, what do you mean? Because it's pretty hard when you're in between two people. One person's got a Montreal Canadian jersey, Toronto jersey. Meanwhile, what he's sitting across from you has got a Boston jersey. And it's like, I'm going to leave the room. And it's just like, and like at this point, you're just going to, for it's just like, yeah, no. At this point, it's just like, oh, nice shot. I mean, the refs should look at that again.
I understand when you're trying to be in the middle. I mean, I'm a Rangers fan and I love them. I don't follow them as much as I should, but it's always fun to talk a little bit of hockey while Lizzie thinks about her other questions about From. But no, exactly.
Is
I mean,
that
I,
what I'm
I
doing?
Oh, no worries. No, I don't mind hockey talk. I watch the World Juniors too. So,
and Canada never disappoints. That's for sure. That is for sure.
Usually not. They had me worried this past season. I was really worried, especially where Czechia was a huge underdog at the time. And then, because I was watching the first game Canada played against Czechia, I'm like, what is going on? Then I'm like, basically, I am wired, and especially where I'm on Newfoundland time, it's really late in the night. I am wired as anything. It's just like, oh, it's like, I know I'm recording the thing, but I really want to see it live, right? In case any spoilers come up. You're watching trending now, and it's just like, I wonder who's gonna win. Next thing you know, you're on your phone, you see training now, it's like, oh darn it. Oh well, okay, let's just see. Goal.
Yeah,
goal. Okay,
it's funny because I know you're too young for this. I still remember the Miracle on Ice when I was a kid, and we saw it on tape.
Oh my god, I know. You know what? Because the goalie was from Easton, Massachusetts, which was the next town over. He came home, and his name is escaping me.
Jim Craig,
he
right?
Was Jim,
yeah, Jim Craig.
Craig.
I didn't
he
see the actual thing,
the
but I did see the movie
thing.
Miracle.
Oh, my God.
I saw the movie Miracle. Loved that movie.
Oh, my God. The movie was so good. And I went to the premiere, the Boston premiere, and he was at that, sitting a couple of rows ahead of me. Of course, he's an adult now. But, oh, my God, that was the biggest thing in Massachusetts. All right, now I'll go back to sleep.
I think that was one of the biggest things, well, in the States, if not around the world at the time. So, well, definitely in the States.
I mean, we beat Russia.
I know.
Hopefully it's not the only time, but I mean,
I know. And that was the thing.
Russia.
It was such a slice of time. Now, did you play sports when you were a kid, or were you?
I did hockey, a little bit of football and basketball here and there. I was mostly a D on hockey though.
Okay.
Yeah. No. So, stopped until just 1 year after Bantam, basically. And I was mostly a stay-at-home D, just making sure.
I understand. I can appreciate that. I can totally appreciate that. As someone that doesn't play hockey but that has watched a ton of Ranger games, I can totally appreciate that. But yeah, no, I mean, so what's next for you? I know season two is in the can. I know there's been rumblings about a season three, hopefully. They said it's happening, but we're, you know, holding our breath because you never know with the way streaming services work. What other projects do you have going on?
I'm not really sure yet. Just I'll be right now. I'm in Newfoundland, seeing what comes here. But of course, if I'm fortunate enough to be invited, say either cross country to other cities or provinces, I won't say no. Like wherever the work takes me, I'll be there in a heartbeat. I usually say, should I be lucky enough to get a part, sign me up, suit me up, tell me when and where, I'll be there with bells on.
Because I love that.
Because I just love the industry so much. It's,
oh my God.
I would work, like, cause I've told people more than one, told like some of my friends and family, like I would work almost every day in the industry if I could. Well, okay. Except maybe Christmas Day, but except Christmas Day. Cause I mean, a lot of people know me. I'm a huge Christmas fan, despite scaring the heck out of people. So,
although that said,
Halloween is a close second. So, well, it's a closer second than it's been from when I was younger. So,
yeah. So, as far as logistics, how far is Newfoundland from Nova Scotia, and how does that work for you? Like getting there, and I don't know, like how is that not a deterrent? Because I know with background in Atlanta, they pretty much want you to be right in Atlanta.
Oh, for sure. For background, it helps if you're sure. I can't speak for everywhere, but yeah, for background, it's, you know, make sure you're a local resident of whatever city you're in.
Yeah.
But whereas say some people who are say main cast, be they filming in Canada or in Europe or anywhere, even if they're from like New York or LA, they'll fly there.
Right.
Now, as far as travel itself goes, not work related, it's, you know, it's literally a half hour time difference. And I've actually lived East Coast and West Coast throughout my life. I've lived as far as Alberta and I visited as far as BC. So, tell you, as far as flights go, because living in Alberta, when you fly to Newfoundland, it's actually cheaper. It's like, you know, let's just go to California or Hawaii. You know what? It's the time zone's not as bad. You don't have to you don't have to go as much, and you don't have to worry as much about having to de-ice all the time. Or
yeah,
actually, when I did fly to Hawaii at one point, because leaving Alberta in cold weather, you're dressed to the nines in winter gear, so to speak. And then basically as soon as you got off the plane, I had shorts and stuff in my carry-on. So basically as soon as I'm off the airport, just go in, change, and basically hang out.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So how do you manage, if you live in Newfoundland, how do you manage getting over to Nova Scotia to work on the show?
Well, it's a common commute, Jamie.
It's not too far away, so I'd say it'd be a little complicated at times, depending, but it's not impossible. I would be, and like in all honesty, I would be willing to fly anywhere and everywhere, wherever the work takes me, wherever I am, wherever the work takes me, be it 5 minutes down the road, be it, say, an hour's drive, or if I got to fly international or cross country, I would do it.
I was just going to ask, because I think we're winding up, but, you know, has anyone just recognized you once you like you smiled, like you're just like, and they're like, oh my God, have you said?
That actually did happen to me on two separate occasions. So there was at one point where someone looked at me, they said, geez, you look, and I'm paraphrasing, it's like, geez, you look familiar. It's just like, what have you done recently? Right. So I just told them I've been on this and that. And so, like, I just told, you know, just here and there. And then when stuff was said and done, that I could say, yes, I was on From. I was on it, right? It's just like, that's where I see you, right? It's just like, oh, and they love the show. And of course, we introduced ourselves. And actually, we've been friends ever since. So, like, that's no, like, so since awesome. Meeting, it's like, hi, how are you? And we still, from time to time, keep in touch. And then, of course, there was another occasion where, like, none of us really knew each other. So we were just sitting around shooting the breeze at another point. Forget exactly where we were. But there was one person who was telling us about a certain show that they saw. And it's just like, oh, my God, I forget the name of the show. But there was this one really creepy guy that freaked me out. And I had an inkling. I had somewhat of an idea of what she was talking about. And, of course, I don't like boasting or having a huge ego or whatever. And of course, we're all wearing masks at the time. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this once. And sorry in advance if this freaks you out or if it bothers you, right? So I lower the mask. The big ring, I can't remember if my eyes were like wide open, like I was surprised or just the glare. The person was so freaked out, I honestly thought they were going to literally, and I mean literally, fall right out of their seat they were standing. Like, it's on one of those plastic, like, chairs you fold down or whatever, fold up that you have.
Yeah.
Right? It's like one of those.
Yeah.
Like you could see, like, the hind legs, like, just barely still on the floor. I think it's just like, it's like, oh my God. I was like, are you okay? It's like, right. It's like, oh geez, that's who you are. It's like, yeah, it's okay. It's,
oh my,
it's
all right. God.
Sorry for freaking out. Cause again, like, you gotta have, cause at the time protocol is still on the go.
Yeah.
And even to do it. Cause with COVID, like, just put it down. Oh, gee, point it back. I'm just like, it's okay. Right. It's all right. Mask is on, normal smile. So it's, or behind the mask, you can't see. It's like, it's okay. It's me. Right. So it's the same person you were talking to for the past, however long. Right. So,
did you ask for the A1 steak sauce afterwards? That would freak them out.
No, I didn't think of it, and it doesn't bother me that much. So it's like,
Oh my God.
Don't get me wrong. I love a good barbecue steak.
Oh my, that would just be so funny if that was your stick to just walk up to someone, smile, and then put the A1 steak sauce up. That would just kill me. All right, so now we're selling you on
that almost sounds like another commercial A1 might have to do. First toothpaste, now A1 steak sauce. Imagine smiling. Now, this is in no way part of a show or anything. Imagine this is in no way part of a show. I want to make that clear. Just imagine, like, say, like, even if you had, say, like, Pennywise or someone like that, it's like, it's a rare, or like A1 steak, or like something like, or like any other creature that would freak anyone out. Just go, it's a rare pleasure seeing you. Medium rare. And then meanwhile, you get the A1 steak spice, or I don't know if you're just like sprinkling this, like the pepper or like the steak spice. I'm like, like, just like in those old, like in those old timey cartoons.
Jamie, you are a sick individual, and our listeners love every bite of it. It's awesome. I love it. And this network that we're on is, it started with The Walking Dead, and it's kind of evolved to a whole bunch of other shows. So you are with your people, let me tell you. And when you start doing conventions and you start doing all that other kind of great stuff, you're going to eat them up as much as they're going to eat you up, because it has been such a pleasure and an honor for you to come and spend a little time with us too, because, you know, from day one, when we saw you on that screen, you've been pretty captivating. And
we loved you.
I know that there's a lot ahead. And when you're really big, and I'm talking like, you know, Harrison Ford big, I can say I knew you when. And that's all this is about. And
yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, really? So that you have bragging rights?
I interviewed him on our podcast. And he won't even take my call anymore. But you know what? I know because I got the tape. After the season's over, we'd love to have you back, because I know we're going to have more questions for you. And then we'll finally know what the heck you are holding back on us, which I totally understand. So thank you so much for taking the time. Lizzie, do you have anything else?
I know. You know what? In the obsessive fan way, I don't want to let go. But I
I know it's, I've received a lot of comment, or I've said a lot of comments like, oh my gosh, you're so scary. Please don't haunt me. And it's like, oh, you're, it's sick. I love it. It's like, and I've said this to a few friends, like, oh, you're so creepy. It's scary. And just, you know, coming from it, and because I know, like, and respect them, it's like, coming from you, I'll take it as a compliment. And where I've heard that's like a sick in, or sick individual, like, I'll take that as, like, given what we're talking about, it's like, yeah, oh, I know what comes from love. I have no, there's not that.
Well, it's going to be pretty funny when you guys all decide to start doing the conventions, because I know Lizzie does them and I've done a couple of them. And you start seeing people looking like the character, like you or the other characters or whatever. It's you're going to know you've truly made an impression, and I guarantee you the fan base is, it might not be that big, but it is mighty and it is loyal, and growing. We just can't wait to see what you guys are going to put out there, because it is going to be, I couldn't believe the trailer, and then they had the full trailer, and then you guys are killing it.
I couldn't believe it either. I just loved the whole experience in itself. I even seeing the trailer, I'm just like, oh geez, I can see that now. Look cool. And then,
yeah.
And I am on both from Facebook groups as well. Okay. I just see, like, I receive notifications from time to time.
Oh, so you saw me. You saw me stalking you with your picture on the from Facebook groups. Again, thank you so much. We're going to close this out. Just so you know, we're going to do every week. We have an interview just about leading up to the finale, which is season 2 of From. Jamie, thank you so much.
No problem whatsoever. I want to thank you both again for having me. Hopefully I did right by you guys.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Jamie, we usually end the show this certain way. And the problem is, it really doesn't apply to your character, but I'm going to say it anyways, and I'm just going to let it go. So, folks, the bell is ringing. You better get home, because it might get dark, except if you have our guest where he wants to maybe, you know, put some toothpaste and barbecue sauce on top. And we are out.